Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You are listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, and on deck for Music and Review, we have T.I., and his record is called, I should have said that, shouldn't I? Well, as I looked that up, it's called Dime Trap. And the Beatles, the 50th anniversary of the White Album, so it's been re-released and remastered with a bonus CD. We'll talk about that. And Prince, his is Piano and Microphone, 1983, his first studio posthumous release. So those are the albums on deck today. T.I., Dime Trap, the Beatles, White Album, 50th Anniversary Edition, remastered, reissued, and Prince, Piano and Microphone Tour. Piano and a Microphone, 1983. So let's get to it. So we're going to start off with, I'm going to go into the Beatles first. So with the White Album, like I said, it's been 50 years since this record came out. That's crazy. It's insane. And the albums, so the Beatles celebrate the Beatles White Album with special anniversary releases. The White Album presented with new mixes in stereo and 5.1 surround audio, expanded with previously unreleased demos and session recordings. It was released available everywhere as of November 9th, 2018. So people could pre-order it. Let's see. Looks like in September, what they did is a pre-order. In November 1968, millions of double LPs were shipped to record stores worldwide ahead of that tumultuous year's most anticipated music event. The November 22nd release of The Beatles, soon to be better known as The White Album, with their ninth studio album, The Beatles took the world on a whole new trip. Side one blasting off with the exhilarating rush of a screaming jet escorting Paul McCartney's punchy, exuberant vocals on Back in the USSR. Russia's not even called that anymore. It's kind of crazy. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republic is what that stood for. Dear Prudence came next with John Lennon warmly beckoning his friend and all of us to look around. George Harrison imparted timeless wisdom in While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Singing, with every mistake we must surely be learning. Ringo Starr's Don't Pass Me By marked his first solo songwriting credit on the Beatles album. For 50 years, the White Album has invited its listeners to venture forth and explore the breadth and ambition of its music, delighting and inspiring each new generation in turn. On November 9th, the Beatles will release a suite of lavishly presented White Album packages from Apple Corps Limited / Capital / UME. The album's 30 tracks are newly mixed by producer Giles Martin, who is the son of famous Beatles producer George Martin, and mix engineer Sam O'Kell in stereo and 5.1 surround audio, joined by 27 early acoustic demos and 50 session takes, most of which are previously unreleased in any form. We had left Sgt. Pepper's Band to play in his sunny Elysian Fields, and we're now striding out new directions without a map, says Paul McCartney in his written introduction for the new White Album releases. And I'm going to tell you, the White Album to me is a lot more interesting than Sgt. Pepper, but one would argue that Sgt. Pepper helped lead the way to this. So, I'll concede that. So it's a cool picture. There's like this huge like booklet. So this White Album and a 50 year anniversary release came out in different ways. It really did. Like I said, there's a booklet, a big tall white booklet, and it's got the four of them on the front. Nice black and white picture of each of them. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 sleeves. Oh yeah, man. This is really cool. I got my version, but I didn't get the elaborate one. I got the 3 CD one, and we'll talk about that today in the review. This is the first time the Beatles' White Album has been remixed and presented with additional demos and session recordings. The album's sweeping new edition follows 2017's universally acclaimed Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Anniversary Edition releases. To create the new stereo and 5.1 surround audio mixes for the White Album, Martin and O'Kell worked with an expert team of engineers and audio restoration specialists at Abbey Road Studios in London. All the new White Album releases include Martin's new stereo album mix, sourced directly from the original 4-track and 8-track session tapes. Martin's new mix is guided by the album's original stereo mix produced by his father, the late, great George Martin. In remixing the White Album, quote, "We've tried to bring you as close as possible to the Beatles in the studio," explains Giles Martin in his written introduction for the new edition. "We peeled back the layers of the glass onion with the hope of immersing old and new listeners into one of the most diverse and inspiring albums ever made." And that is the truth. He is not lying. This 50 years later, I still can't figure out the production on this record. Yeah, we'll talk about that. The Beatles' White Album releases include the Super Deluxe. The comprehensive individually numbered 7-disc and digital audio collections feature CDs 1 and 2, the Beatles' White Album, 2018 stereo album mix. CD 3, the Escher demos. I'm not sure how you say that, but yeah, so we'll be talking about that too today. So that's the reason I bought this version, is for those demos that I never heard before. The Escher demos tracks 1 through 19 sequenced in order of the finished songs placement on the White Album. Tracks 20 to 27 were not included on the album. CDs 4, 5, and 6 sessions, 50 additional recordings, most previously unreleased from White Album studio sessions, all newly mixed from the 4-track and 8-track session tapes, sequenced in order of their recording start dates. There's a Blu-ray here. I mean, so this is like the Super Deluxe version. The Blu-ray has the 2018 album mix in high-resolution PCM stereo, 2018 DTS-HD master audio 5.1 surround album mix, a 2018 Dolby True high-definition 5.1 album mix, 2018 direct transfer of the album's original mono mix. And Deluxe, the Beatles White Album 2018 stereo album mix plus the Escher demos. That's the 3-CD, 180-gram, 4-LP vinyl box set, limited edition, and digital audio collections pair the 2018 stereo album mix with the 27 Escher demos. And then standard 2-LP vinyl, the Beatles White Album 2018 stereo mix, 180-gram, 2-LP vinyl, and gatefold sleeve with faithfully replicated original artwork. So there you go. So that's how it comes out. So they have something for everybody. If you're a super collector, you might get like the booklet version, the tall book with the Blu-ray DVDs and all those like 7 to 8 CDs and DVDs. I mean, so that's cool. I mean, yeah. So I humbly just got the 3-disc version, and I'm very happy with that. So, because that takes it to a whole new level. So the Escher demos, which is the 3rd CD in this 50th anniversary edition of the Beatles' White Album, there are 27 acoustic performances slash takes on this CD. The first track is an amazing acoustic. The first track is an amazing acoustic version of "Back in the USSR." The acoustic guitar starts off this version of the song. So by the way, I guess I'm going into the review now. Sorry about that. The acoustic guitar is playing in lower chords. Paul McCartney's voice is doubled on this take. You can hear a little bit of percussion, such as shakers in the background, as well as someone tapping occasionally on the acoustic guitar itself. Paul's vocals really shine on this take. So yeah, I'm talking about the 3rd disc, the Escher demos. So before I go further with that, okay, so... So when I listened to this record, so the classic, so when you get this new version, the 3-CD version, so what they do, on the back, it says the Beatles, and then the first half is the first 2 CDs combined, and then the second half, it says the Escher demos, and that's the 27 acoustic tracks. So, of course, when I listen to the White Album, traditionally, what are they famous for? "Back in USSR," "Dear Prudence," "Glass Onion," "Obladi Oblade," "The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill," "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," "Happiness is a Warm Gun," "Martha, My Dear," I'm going to say deep cuts would be like piggies. And why don't you do it? Why don't we do it in the road? Julia's another one, and Birthday. You know, these are songs that people know. Everybody's got something high except for Me and My Monkey. Sexy Sadie. And then, like, you know, Helter Skelter, but, you know, that kind of, and Revolution. Helter Skelter kind of got tainted because of the whole Manson family thing, and they talked about how they loved that song and how it inspired them. So, you know, that became a drag, you know. But this album is just, yeah. So those are their songs, you know, that they're known for. So that's, you know, on the first and second disc. So, I mean, the Beatles did, you know, 30 songs, you know. And they just called it the Beatles album. And I don't know if they knew that people would call it the White Album later. I don't know if that, I mean, but they, that's the jump off, because then you get Prince's The Black Album, you know, you get Weezer's The Blue Album. So now you got people doing self-titled albums with different colors. And the Beatles really started that 50 years ago. So I wanted to mention that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so talking about those two CDs, they sound great. They're clear. It's full and it's live. And it's just, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think that this album was recorded 50 years ago. You just wouldn't. Testament to technology and true artistry. So, and just to let you know, too, when they were making this record, at one point Ringo Starr had quit the band. So Paul McCartney was, he wasn't forced to do the drums, but he did the drums on certain tracks. He was already playing bass, guitar, and keys and piano. So, yeah, I mean, Paul's a multi-instrumentalist. I believe so is John. I believe so is George. I know Ringo plays drums. I'm not sure if he plays anything else. He plays the drums well. So, but, yeah, so that's a tidbit. Paul did play drums on certain tracks until Ringo came back into the group. So he did come back into the group, but, you know, but while he was gone, that's what Paul did. So, okay, let's get back into the review of Back in the USSR off the Asher Demos CD, the third CD. So like I was talking about Paul's vocals, they really shine on this take. This song definitely has like a Chuck Berry and Beach Boys influence when you listen to it closely. The guitar rhythm has that Chuck Berry feel and play to it. And the harmonizing is totally Beach Boys felt. Yeah, totally. And Paul even, you know, admitted that, Sir Paul McCartney. The song is definitely a tribute to the beautiful women of Russia, and it's also about being happy to be back home. So, and here's the lyrics. Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC, didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR. He kind of like teases when he says that, because you're like, back in the U.S., well, that's the United States. Back in the U.S., United States. Back in the USSR, that's not the United States. So, you know, it's pretty cool. Then the chorus, well, the Ukraine girls really knock me out. They leave the West behind. And Moscow girls make me sing and shout that Georgia's always on my mind, because, you know, Georgia, Russia. And then Paul plays a guitar solo, and then the hook comes back. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR. I know this song did well in Russia. I just know it did. In that whole region. Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind. The Moscow girls make me sing and shout that Georgia's always on my mind. And then verse 3, show me around your snow-peaked mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your balalakas ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. And I apologize for any mispronunciations. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR. It's a great pop song. And when you hear the demo, it sounds just as good and personal, because it's acoustic. But basically, it's great. The demo is great, just like the regular version. It's great. Just saying. After this break, we'll get into Dear Prudence and we'll talk about where that comes from.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. We're reviewing the Beatles, the White Album, 50th Anniversary Edition. And once again, we're back. And like I said before, we're reviewing the newly released 50-year anniversary edition of the Beatles' classic famous White Album. It was a double album. These days, it's a triple album, and it's kind of like a triple album. It's also like, there's also a version that's like six records, seven. I mean, it's going down. It's definitely going down. So the next song I want to talk about off of the Escher demos, which is the third CD from the... So that's the standard 50-year version that you can buy that's in the stores, that's in the record stores and Target and other places. But if you want the Super Deluxe, you're going to have to go online or go to any independent record store to get that. So, Dear Prudence from the Escher demos starts off with a gentle and soothing acoustic guitar as John Lennon sings. This version is just he and the acoustic guitar. His voice truly shines on this demo as well. The acoustic guitar anchors the song. This is definitely one of my favorite demo tracks. At the end, John talks about how and who Prudence actually was. He doesn't talk about who she is. He just talks about, he kind of does. In this take, John Lennon starts talking about Prudence going insane from the transcendental meditation under Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. The songs are actually about Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence Farrow. She apparently got too extreme with her attempts at meditation and became reclusive. John Lennon wrote this in response to her behavior at the retreat. He wanted her to come out and interact with him. So, you know, Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? So, I mean, for whatever reason, I love this song and I just didn't pay attention that that's what the song was about. But just to set the record straight for all of us who didn't know, there's so many people who did, but just saying it for anybody who's like, oh, White Album, okay, what's this? Because it is 2018. Yes, it is. So here's the lyrics. Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Oh, and by the way, so Prudence Farrow find out about the song later. She didn't find out about it during the retreat. She found out later when her mom heard it and her mom played it for her. So that must have been a really, you know, nice treat. So here's the lyrics. Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. The sun is up. The sky is blue. It's beautiful and so are you. Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? I mean, Dear Prudence, open up your eyes. Dear Prudence, see the sunny skies. I mean... And when you hear the song and I say it like this, it's like a poem. Just saying. The wind is low, the birds will sing, that you are part of everything. Dear Prudence, won't you open up your eyes? And then the bridge is apparently John Lennon and Jackie Lomax. Look around, round, round, look around, round, round, oh, look around. Verse 3, Dear Prudence, let me see you smile. Dear Prudence, like a little child, the clouds would be a daisy chain, so let me see you smile again. Dear Prudence, won't you let me see you smile? And then John Lennon's chorus, Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. The sun is up, the sky is blue. It's beautiful and so are you. Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? I mean, that's just a great song. Yeah, and when you hear, like I said, when you hear the acoustic version, you get to hear more of John's voice and it's just even more personable. Most of these demo tracks are very personable. And this was a delightful surprise to buy this record and get this on here. So I'm already telling you up front, yeah, I'm happy so far. the next song I want to talk about, the last song, is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It starts off with George Harrison counting off. He plays the rhythm and medley to his song on his acoustic guitar. This version is just as great as the finished version. His voice is doubled on this track. This stripped-down acoustic version is not as grand as the finished version, but feels more personable because it's just George Harrison on guitar pouring his heart out and playing so masterfully. You're actually reminded of why he is the lead guitarist in the group. And when you hear him play on this version, this song seems to be about the world turning on itself and not putting back out love. The song also seems to be about love in the world is laying dormant or lying dormant slash asleep. George Harrison's guitar weeps in reaction to this. This is a sign that we must wake up as a world and start to love each other again. Learn from our mistakes in this world. Move forward and love again. But until that time comes, his guitar gently weeps. A sure sign that things have gotten really bad. This is another one of my favorite tracks on the Escher demos. So here's the lyrics. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. Look at you all, still my guitar gently weeps. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, so George Harrison famously states that when he was composing this song and getting the fellas to play it, he was having a hard time with the guitar solo on it. He was getting stuck. So he called in one of his best friends, Eric Clapton. And Eric Clapton, famously, as you should know, does the guitar solo on this song. And George Harrison says that when Eric came into the studio and laid down the guitar track, everyone was on their best behavior. So because Eric Clapton's one of their peers. I mean, he's in Cream, one of the greatest rock and roll trios of all time. One of them, definitely. You know, Eric Clapton is, he's the man. He's one of them, definitely. So it's just interesting that the Beatles were on their best behavior because Eric Clapton was in the studio with them. I mean, that's just kind of funny. But yeah, they were all peers of each other. So I get it. But I definitely wanted to mention that. So, and another tidbit is that back then in 68, how in hip hop now you can have all kinds of people guest feature on your record. Not even just in hip hop. I mean, in pop rock and rock and roll. Today, it's nothing to have someone, you pay them to come on your record, you list them, and you also list the record label they're from. But in the 60s, apparently, you couldn't say that Eric Clapton was on the record, so he didn't get credit. People knew about it, but they couldn't list him, which is very strange. I guess there were different music record label rules back then. But, I mean, now, of course, he's listed, but that's just really fascinating. So when people heard the track, they probably thought it was just George wailing away on it. But it was his buddy Eric. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that tidbit to you guys in regards to the White Album. So there's all these different things with the White Album. So what I wanted to say about this record, the Beatles' White Album is a classic for so many reasons. I have never heard a double album or now a triple album of this magnitude. The production itself just completely stands out. There is no other album production-wise like this one. Even 15 years later, folks, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, even 50 years later, the sound that is replicated is impeccable. After all of this time, I still can't figure out what they were doing in the studio. So there's two groups that I feel that way about, the Beatles and the Police. But we're talking about the Beatles today. So all that I know is that whatever they were doing, it worked. This record is dark, quirky, funny, and bold. And it's spiritual as well. The Escher demos give it even more of a personal and relatable feel to it. You feel as if you are in the studio with the Beatles as they are recording the demos with the front row seat. I mean, you get that vibe. I mean, that's how you feel when you hear it. You feel like they're playing right in front of you. I mean, it's amazing that way. So, you know, much respect to Giles Martin for producing it that way and mastering it. The White Album, and much respect to the Beatles, of course. I mean, it's the Beatles. The White Album is still one of the most original sounding and unique records to ever come out. On its 50-year anniversary, that still rings true. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, this album gets a 10 out of 10. It just does. It's a great record. I personally like this album more so than Sgt. Pepper. I like Sgt. Pepper, but it's not in my favorite Beatles record collection. My favorite Beatles records would be The White Album, Magical Mystery Tour, Rubber Soul, and Revolver. There. Bam, I said it. So yes, this album gets a 10 out of 10. And my favorite tracks are Back in the USSR, Dear Prudence, Glass Onion. So this is off the first two records, the 30 songs. We didn't even get to the actual demos. So my favorite tracks: Back in the USSR, Dear Prudence, Glass Onion, Obladi Oblade, The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Happiness is a Warm Gun, Martha My Dear, Blackbird, Piggies, Julia, Birthday, Mother Nature's Son. Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey. Sexy Sadie. And then when I go into the Escher demos, Escher or Escher, Revolution, Back in the USSR, Dear Prudence, The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill, Why My Guitar Gently Weeps. Now, these are the demo versions. Blackbird, Piggies, Rocky Raccoon, Mother Nature's Son, Sexy Sadie, Sour Milk Sea, Child of Nature, and Mean Mr. Mustard. So there you go. So, yeah, so I highly recommend that record. If you are a Beatles fan, you've heard some songs and you liked what you heard, get the White Album. It's going to be a great conversation piece, and it's going to blow your mind and trip you out when you hear it. Because you're going to be like, the Beatles were definitely, I mean, and they might even be the first rock and roll group to take, like, to really innovate the rock and roll sound. So they didn't create rock and roll. That goes to Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Ike Turner, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino. Those are the creators of rock and roll. But the Beatles, they definitely took it to a whole new level. They created a whole new sound in the late 60s, and you hear it here. And like I said, nothing sounds like this record. It still doesn't to this day, and that's to its magnitude and to its testament. So enough of me talking about that. So next on deck, Prince. Piano and a Microphone, 1983. Like I said, this is first posthumous full studio release from his vault. And there's a cool picture of him from 1983 looking in his dressing room mirror, probably the same mirror he used in Purple Rain. Crazy. Because you figure a year later, Purple Rain came out, and that changed his life forever. Prince Rogers Nelson. So we'll talk about this. Piano and a Microphone, 1983. This album was officially approved by his siblings, his family. The first posthumous album by Prince, released in CD, vinyl, and digital formats this past September, actually. It is the first album released by Prince, the Prince Estate, with material from his archive, The Vault. The album was discovered in Prince's vault at Paisley Park as a single cassette tape. The music was recorded in one take with no backing band, just Prince at the piano at his Kiowa Trail home studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota. It includes alternate versions of previously released and yet to be released songs, cover versions, and sketches of songs. The New York Times called it a glimpse of a notoriously private artist doing his mysterious work. Four of the album's 9 tracks were previously unreleased: Mary Don't You Weep, Wednesday, Cold Coffee and Cocaine, and Why the Butterflies. So that's a nice little brief description of the record. And Now we'll go into my review of this record after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's Captain Keith. So let's get into the first track off this new Prince album. It's 17 Days. And by the way, that was a B-side to When Doves Cry. And that was a radio hit. During Prince's heyday with Revolution, he had B-sides. There were hits. Yeah, like 17 Days, Erotic City. Those were B-sides. Hello. Yeah, so he was always very prolific with his work. So 17 Days starts off with Prince asking a question. Is that my echo? I guess he's talking to the studio engineer. He then rolls out an amazing stripped down version of 17 Days on piano. You can hear his foot tapping to keep him in time as he sings this marvelous B-side to When Doves Cry. The piano chords being played are definitely jazzy. This is basically a stripped down demo of what would be a B-side classic from Prince Rogers Nelson. His piano playing becomes even more jazz oriented as the song continues. It really is just he and the piano. The song is even more personable because of its stripped down production. This is one of my favorite tracks on this posthumous release. This song is about Prince being into someone who is with someone else. He hasn't spoken with that person in 17 days. He wants to reach out and call her every day and plead his case, but deep down he knows that it won't work. She's immersed in someone else now. So, and I got to tell you, back in the day when I used to hear this song, I just didn't pay attention to the lyrics. I just loved it. But that was, you know, yeah, just did. So, so here's the lyrics, you know, spoken intro, is that my echo? Give me the straighter one. Could you turn the lights down? And then, good God. And then verse one, called you yesterday. You didn't answer your phone. The main drag is knowing that you probably weren't alone. You turn the voice down. Then verse two. I want to call you every day and beg you to be near me. I know your head is underwater. I doubt that you could hear me. Then the chorus says, let the rain come down, let the rain come down, let the rain come down, down, let the rain come down. Let the rain come down, let the rain come down, down. And then, ha, 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 ha. So, and then the verse three, been gone 17 days, 17 long nights. The main drag is knowing that you're holding someone else tight. I want to call you every day and beg you to be near me. I know your head is underwater. I doubt that you can hear me. So let the rain come down. Let the rain come down. Let the rain come down. Down. Let the rain come down. Let the rain come down. Let the rain come down. Down. Hey, hey, rain. Oh, baby. And then the hook is ha, 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 ha. Oh, my, 17 days. Ha, ha, ha. And it's a piano solo. very jazzy oriented. I mean, this is like a rock funk superstar doing jazz piano, and you know, like in a rehearsal. Just saying. This is also the same guy who could play 27 instruments when he was at the age of 12. So, verse 3, been gone 17 days, 17 long nights. Always a drag, baby. I know you're holding someone else tight. I want to call you every day, beg you to be near me. I know your head is underwater. I doubt that you can hear me. So let the rain come down. Come on down. Let the rain come down. Down, oh, oh, come on down, yeah. Come on down, baby. Ooh, yeah, come down, oh. Ha, 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 ha. So, and the finished, polished release version is Let the Rain Come Down, Let the Rain Come Downtown. So, but yeah, that's the first song, and it's great. It's a great way to start off the album. Mary, Don't You Weep, another song. Starts off with the piano intro and foot tapping as Prince sings in falsetto. Mary, Don't You Weep. His vocals on this song remind me of his 1999 era. This is a song that could have definitely been on that record, probably right before you get to International Lover, which is also off of 1999. The piano playing is still jazz chord oriented, but his vocals have a gospel blues feel to them on this track. This song is a cover of a pre-Civil War spiritual, apparently. The music is similar, but the lyrics have been modified. The song is about whether or not a mother's son will come home alive from the war. And here's the lyrics. No, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Martha, don't you mourn. He'll be home soon. Oh, Mary, yeah. Oh, Martha, don't you moan. Yeah, he'll be home soon. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Martha, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, oh, Mary, oh, Mary, I need. Martha, don't you moan. I got a bad, bad feeling. Baby, he ain't coming home. No, I guess you know me well. I don't like winter, but I seem to get a mother. Sense her mother-loving kick out of doing you wrong. Yeah, yeah, mama, don't you mourn. That line winds up being in his song Strange Relationship, which he released on Sign of the Times. That's his basically his first album after leaving the Revolution. Yeah, yeah, mama, don't you mourn. I got a bad, bad feeling your man ain't coming home. Yeah, I guess you know me well. I don't like no snow, no winter, no cold. But Mary, yeah, girl, you know I like your yeah, I got a bad, bad feeling that your man ain't coming home. Yeah, oh, Martha, girl, you cooked the greatest son that's in the world. Mary, Mary, don't you mourn. I got that bad, bad feeling your man ain't coming home. Yeah, home, oh, Martha. Don't you mourn. So, yeah, you can definitely see that he had ideas for two different songs, it looks like, when he was doing that one. So that's interesting. Very much so. So then the last song on this album I want to talk about actually is Strange Relationship. Like I said, that's a famous song off of Sign of the Times. I don't even know if it's famous. It might be considered like a deep cut because the famous songs off of Sign of the Times were Sign of the Times and If I Was Your Girlfriend and Hot Thing. So, and You Got the Look. Another double album from Prince. Great record. So Strange Relationship on this album starts off with Prince singing and playing piano at the same time. The finished version, yeah, well, I already mentioned that. Prince's piano playing is a little bit darker on this track and improvisational. You can hear him really feeling his way and venting his emotions through this song. This song is a classic case of I have mixed feelings for you. I don't want you happy without me, and I don't want you sad either. I guess I don't know what I want. I just know that this whole relationship is strange. So, and then here's the lyrics. I guess you know me well. I don't like winter. Seem to get a kick out of doing you cold. Oh, what the hell? You always surrender. What's this strange relationship that we hold on to? And then he says, honey, I just can't stand to see you happy. Oh, baby, huh? And then verse 2, bet you wish this was a movie. Then you could rewrite my every line. Oh, baby, I'll take the blame, girl. But I want you to know I don't like the it. Baby, I had to make it mine. Baby, I just can't stand to see you happy. Yeah, I hate to see you sad. What's this strange relationship? Ship. You've been gone too long. Yeah, you've been gone too long. But you gotta. So in the finished version is, "Baby, I just can't stand to see you happy. More than that, I hate to see you sad. You know, what's the strange relationship?" So yeah, Prince's Piano and a Microphone. It's a record with themes on love lost, dysfunctional and fractured mortality, loneliness, lust and desire, and dark humor. You can hear up close the inner workings of a musical genius who is playing out his thoughts and emotions as a stream of consciousness. The execution of it all is masterful. This posthumous release is also a reminder of how much he is missed and how great his songs are, even when they are stripped down. This record makes you feel like you are sitting right in front of him as he is performing and recording. What are the odds of that with two of my reviews today that I came away with that feeling? I mean, it's just very ironic. I was not expecting that, but that's what happened with the Beatles record and with this record. It's that intimate of a feeling when you hear him playing the piano and singing. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record an 8.5. Because there were some songs I like better than others. That's the only reason why. Favorite tracks are 17 Days, Purple Rain, Mary Don't You Weep, Strange Relationship, International Lover, and the dark and humorous Cold Coffee and Cocaine, and Why the Butterflies. So if you're a Prince fan, it's a great record. If you're wondering about him and you're wondering, you know, what's the big deal? Like I said, this is a very intimate and really cool record. I mean, when you see Prince, you usually see him playing guitar. Yeah, this is him on piano, just doing his thing. Playing it like a jazz musician. You forget, oh, this is a guy who got his start on soul, you know, R&B radio. And he was this rock and soul funketeer. I mean, there wasn't anything he really couldn't do, literally. So, yeah, I definitely recommend this record. So, Prince, Piano and Microphone, 1983. Excellent record. Pick up. 8.5 out of 10. The Beatles White Album, the 50 year anniversary, new release of this with the extra demos, 10 out of 10. So, yeah, there you go. And last but not least, yes, folks, that famous rapper who gave you songs like "You Can Have Whatever You Like." Oh, yes. But Mr. Clifford Harris, Tip, T.I., yes. His new album is called Dime Trap. Let's get to it. This is T.I.'s 10th studio album, Dime Trap. It was initially announced in 2015 as The Dime Trap, alongside a teaser EP titled The NIC. But before its release 3 years, in 2018, it was dubbed as a TED Talk for hustlers. Interesting. That's what T.I. said. That the album was going to be an extension or a continuation of the vibe from trap music, further elaborating that, "I feel like when you've done hits like Whatever You Like and Dead and Gone, when you do those mainstream kind of Blurred Lines-ish kind of records, you don't go and try to top Blurred Lines. You just come to a whole new element. Bring it back down and build the process back over again. I'm breaking it all down back to the element of where my music first began to interest people and build it all over again." Furthermore, comedian Dave Chappelle narrates the 15-track body of work as the voice in T.I.'s head, which is pretty clever. And the cover of this record is kind of like a statue bust of T.I., like a headshot bust of him. And then underneath and behind it is like, it's his empire. You got a small statue of an Indian chief, a statue of like a siren or nymphs on both sides of him. It's almost like a ship in the background, or buildings, or something floating in space, kind of. It's pretty cool artwork, actually. It's hard to describe, but it's really cool. Yeah. That's the best description I can give it, but yeah, I like it. So the first track on here is called Seasons, featuring Sam Hooke. Starts off with a church organ playing in the background as Dave Chappelle plays T.I.'s thoughts, talking to himself. T.I. starts to rhyme over the church organ once his thoughts finish speaking. The bass comes in and matches the church organ sound as Sam Hooke starts to sing. The church organ drops out as Sam Hooke softly sings about the seasons of life. The bass is low and cool with its delivery and navigates the song along with the organ. This song is about T.I. Self-reflecting on his life, realizing all the mistakes he's made, including in his marriage. The song's also about him being honest with himself about where he's been and where he now wants to be. Sam Hooke sings about the pain of T.I. having to let his wife go, but hope that she comes back like the change of seasons. Even though he initially thought he was playing and acing the game of life, he now realizes it's been nothing but a trap. More on this song after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. This is your Captain Keith. T.I.'s new album, Dime Trap, and we're talking about the song Seasons. So now let's get into the lyrics. The intro is Dave Chappelle as his voice and as his thoughts. All my life, all I wanted to do was be great. If the stakes are everything, you'll tell yourself anything you need to hear to survive. Everything I say is the truth, and that's a lie. And that's the mother loving truth. Censor. And then the first verse is T.I. Remember, all I ever wanted was a gold chain and a ride worth 400 plus. Revenge paid to anybody who dishonor us. I'm sensei to them young brothers, censor, under us. Been a made man, look what I done made. Man, is you kidding? When a trap, brother, needed a way, who did it? Every song I gave you had some truth in it. Giving you the pudding, look at it, the proof in it. Clever. Went from serving junkies and hoopties to new Bentley. These suckers just be jumping through hoops, and they too friendly. That's why I don't politic, they said. They all cool. It's just that I don't mess with brothers much. Censor. The chain numbers ain't no need for us to keep in touch. We want fame, and we'll be trying to hit them with brothers up. I'm standoff, I swear. I walk in rooms, be listening to y'all talking, see that you ain't talking about crap, and I start walking. Hey, because I ain't here to waste time. Don't want to put energy in no lame brother. I don't want no lame brother taking mine. But you want a ball? I could show you how. You like a broad? I could teach you how to turn her out. Show you how to buy him low and sell him high. But don't assume that it's all that I know about. I made me. A D and a D, that's why I raised kid. I got married and screwed it up. And that what fame did. Marriage counselor telling me focus on what the pain did. Too busy focusing, trying to do what Jay and Dame did. I'm on a path. I got a purpose to reach a destination. And either you helping me get to it or you in the way. And then Sam Hooke comes in singing. Hope they wasn't lying when they said it all comes back around. Baby stuck up here trying to let you go, but it's such a long way down. But if it's still a winter, spring, summer, fall, while I'm still breathing, if there's something I can say before you finish leaving, and if everything still happens for a reason, maybe you come back and around just like the seasons. It's a nice hook. Like the seasons. Second verse. I'm so extreme. Never been a man of moderation. See, subtlety just ain't my cup of tea. Don't want my grass green. I want the lobby decorated. And last thing I need, somebody saying I never make it. Don't give a damn. You can catch me with whoever, naked. Still some forms of disrespect. I ain't gonna never, I ain't gonna never take it. Even with my vocabulary, I can't explain it. I'm sorry what you thought I was. I just ain't there. Get it while you say I ain't crap. Big Will, keep rolling though. Holding up the block, doing such and such with so and so. Okay, sarah, sarah. Cure it with the 100 million party like it's Mardi Gras. Got some bad Latino with me. They say some la di da di das. See, you said they'd be hating. I say send them my regards. Bury it under TNA. I call that R&R. Trying to get some stripes on me. That's how you start a war. I've been practicing my reaching till brothers come with stupid crap. Freak out my face, censor. Man, the conversation over with. I'm done talking. How was that? Was that good? For real? And the same hook scenes again, the hook. Hope they wasn't lying when they said it all comes back around. Baby stuck up here and trying to let you go, but it's such a long way down. But if it's still a winter, spring, summer, fall, while I'm still breathing, if there's something I can say before you finish leaving, and if everything still happens for a reason, maybe you come back around just like the seasons. Like the seasons. And then the outro's Dave Chappelle and T.I. I'm not promising to be perfect, but I'll try my best to be great. This ain't no game. This is a mother-loving trap. Now, there you go. There's a song on here he does with The Weeknd. I mean, it's called The Weeknd. It's not... Okay, let me back up. There's a song on here called The Weeknd featuring Young Thug. And I don't care for it at all. The best part of that song is when T.I. breaks down the trap music philosophy. Let me get back to the next song I wanted to talk about, though. But I did want to mention that. I wasn't feeling that track at all. Looking Back is another song. It starts off with a booming trap bass and bass drum and rock rhythm guitar with snare drums. A cool and funky kick drum snare combo unfolds with an organ in the distant background. So the kick drum and bass drum is the same thing. So if you hear me say that, so that's what I mean. The funky kick drum snare combo and distant organ navigate the song. This song has a real hip-hop, slightly gospel, confessional, organic rock tinge to it. I'll say that again. This song has a real hip-hop, slightly gospel, confessional, organic rock tinge to it. T.I. challenges us all to answer his question. Tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. On this song, T.I. lets you know that the selling drugs is not glamorous and can definitely get you killed. He acknowledges that there are still consequences to his past actions and the loss of friends and bystanders because of the drug game. Self-reflection and mortality are evident on this track. There is no retirement plan for dope dealing except for incarceration and or death. This is one of my favorite tracks on this record, definitely. So here's Dave Chappelle, T.I.'s thoughts. Who the freak is that? Yeah, which? It's me. It's me, censor. So humble, I'm so humble. And then T.I.'s verse comes in. Tell me what you gonna see looking back at your life. Won't be worth a damn if you ain't living it right. All we know is stripes. Learn to die for respect. You make a lot of money, they admiring that. We getting bags here, player. It just is what it is. Fall, flay, do or die, kill or be killed. Remember, walking Bankhead was a terrible thought. Intentions ain't work, trying to come up now. I'm praying God bless me and this life I chose, because the new Benz drop can't be riding the old ones. In 12 hours, I done raised hell and crap. Middle of the crack era, trying to sell and crap. In Vegas, fighting police, me and Jeezy, and hit the strip. Fat Burger did my thing again. All I do is kick back, blow gas, and smile. Reminiscing about when I was young and wild. You're still feeling the effects of the crap we did. Before us, drug dealers didn't get this big. Where I'm from, it ain't glamorous. Quite the different outcome. You have a run, get indicted, then forget about him. So much greatness, but not so many make it. Wonder how come? It's been that way since Huey, Newton, Martin, and Malcolm. There you go. I got a grind and a hustle. I ain't hearing it. Plus a one of one drip that my daddy had. Hey, tell me what you gonna see when you looking back at your life. Hey, tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Looking back at your life. Hey, tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Looking back at your life. Second verse, on the front line facing off with the LAPD, only brother ain't a gang member is me. I'm certified through and through, ain't nothing flaw about that. The brother was talking crap in Houston, went and saw about that. And since he caught me slipping, lost my homeboy about that. Some bystander died after, but never quite got back. I heard they caught him. I'm thinking we could pay that bond. I bet. And then wait, am I a maniac for thinking of that? Listen, my freedom on the line, I'm a square up and cap. But brother Lion talking about I told, he really chilling with a rat though. We threw paperwork party, shown mine on the yard and gym park, coach ball, taught a class and all with the only one from Georgia getting regular visits. Filled up a couple of buses so my people could kick it. Really did that. How the heck you live with yourself, censor. Knowing the only thing you did it for yourself. And then T.I. said the chorus. Tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Looking back at your life. Tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Looking back at your life. Tell me what you're going to see when you're looking back at your life. Looking back at your life. And then the outro's Dave Chappelle, T.I.'s thoughts. Everything I say is the truth. And that's a lie. And that's the mother loving truth. There you go. The last song I want to talk about is called You, featuring Teyana Taylor. It starts off with a kalimba type of sound for the intro. There are atmospheric echoes and sounds in the background as Teyana Taylor soulfully sings. A muffled drum beat unfolds and morphs into a trap drums and bass. The trap bass vibrates. The drums and the kalimba type sound navigate the song. On the second verse, sung by Teyana Taylor, the trap production drops out briefly. You can hear hand claps in the background mixed in with the atmospheric sounds. The muffled drum beat combo starts up again. The trap bass comes back first and is followed by the trap drums. This song is about the hypocrisy of people and how judgmental they can be despite their hypocrisy. The song is also about T.I. encouraging people not to focus on the negative out of life, because if all you do is focus on the negative in your life, that's what you will always bring to you. He encourages you to do your own thing and just be aware of what you're doing when you're doing it. He encourages the youth to be the best that they can be. My favorite line in this song is, here's a message, little girls, little boy. You can be the dirtiest mother lover in the world, but have morals. Don't nobody give you nothing unless you work for it. Ladies, get an education. You ain't got to twerk for it. You know the Lord send you a sign. Don't ignore it. And that's whether you study from the Bible or Quran or the Torah. We original indigenous God among men, it's two things that's yours, your body and your sin. Yeah, that's another one of my favorite tracks on the album. Just saying. And here's the lyrics. Teyana Taylor sings the chorus, telling me the things you that heard about. Nothing good comes when you're searching for the wrong things. Something feels off when I come around. Asking me questions like, what do I believe in? You. Everyone's a saint till the church lets out. That goes for you too. Everything ain't perfect, but I do it for you. Then T.I. Who is you to judge me? Just because I'm drunk and stumbling out the club. Me, her, and her girlfriend? Ain't nobody perfect but the Lord. You always quit to point out my flaws when I was leaving out, yours. Here's a message, little girls, little boy. You could be the dirtiest mother lover in the world, censor, but have morals. Don't nobody give you nothing unless you work for it. Ladies, get an education. You ain't got to twerk for it. You know the Lord send you a sign. Don't ignore it. And that's whether you study from the Bible or Quran or the Torah. We are original, indigenous, God among men. It's two things that you are, your body and your sin. Got to claim them just like those so-called conservatives. Fight against the rights of homosexuals, then go home and play with little kid. Crap. I promised all that crap that I ever did. I'll say that again, censor. Crap. I promised all the crap that I'd ever did. Was to move out and leave the hood and keep from trapping, not up the river, and my testimony, my testament. All the bull crap that I've seen happen in life, turned me into a pessimist. I'm cynical, yeah. I learned life is all about principle. You so judgmental because you're miserable. Well, there that is. And my inner peace ain't expendable. And Tiana Taylor with the chorus. Telling me the things you that heard about. Nothing good comes when you're searching for the wrong things. Something feels off when I come around. Asking me questions like, what do I believe in? You. Everyone's a saint till the church lets out. That's the truth. Excuse me, that was me talking, sorry. That goes for you too. Everything ain't perfect, but I do it for you. Verse 2, I never see nobody end up in the right place, worried about the wrong thing. So in tribulation, better do your own thing. See, some of my partners trap, and some of them gangbang. Some of them snort powder, just barely maintain. No freaking with the Cali. Got degrees in physics. Come home with a diploma, got a job making pennies. Homie like me, who ain't finished high school, dropped out and went to prison, still ended up running a multi-million-dollar business. Man, if I tell you crap I knew about. You can tell the difference between me reflecting and trying to glorify. Because most of the times, this crap be borderline out of line. And you just want to monetize. Only focus on the bottom line when it's deeper than that. We here to analyze life and hope that people connect. We not just out here selling reefer. Find the cheaper connect. Just waiting on tip to spit some crap a G could respect. For real. And then chorus with Tana Taylor. Telling me the things you that heard about. Nothing good comes when you're searching for the wrong things. Something feels off when I come around. Asking me questions like, what do I believe in? You. Everyone's a saint till the church lets out. That goes for you too. Everything ain't perfect, but I do it for. Then the outro with T.I. Yeah, you see, the crap they missing today is the G-code. You know what we did? Man, we did it out of lack of options, you know. But we stuck to a code. You win, you lose, but you abide by the code. You dig what I'm saying? So T.I.'s Dime Trap is an album with themes on introspection. This record is about how difficult and complicated life can be. It's also about realizing that the ends do not justify the means always. This record is also a cautionary tale about realizing that life is just a game you play, but often a deadly trap that you need to be aware of so that you can come out on the other side as a winner. The last song, Be There, featuring London Jay, ends with T.I. reminding African-American people of how special they really are. No matter how many drugs and bad things that the government may put in your neighborhood in order to trap you and control you, take those negative things and flip them into positive things that can help you and your community. Lemonade out of lemons. Taking your gritty, dark tales of urban life and making a musical narrative from it that has influenced the world at large while creating commerce for you and your family, for your community/family. That's called hip hop, actually. So, yeah. So on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst rating and 10 being the best rating, I give this album an 8.5. Favorite tracks on this record are Seasons featuring Dave Chappelle and Sam Hooke, Big Old Drip featuring Watch the Duck. I mean, where do we get these names? Watch the Duck. That's the guy's name. Seriously. But okay. The Amazing Mr. F Up featuring Victoria Monet. At Least I Know featuring Anderson .Paak. What Can I Say? Hefe featuring Meek Mill. Looking Back, Light Day, produced by Messiah Harris, T.I.'s son. And that beat is incredible. I really like that. That's a great beat. I want to hear more production from Messiah Harris. I'll be looking for him. That's one of my favorite tracks on here. I just didn't review it, but it's here though. You featuring Tiana Taylor and Be There featuring London Jay. So, well, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. I appreciate you all. Thanks again for listening. Upcoming reviews, you're going to hear stuff from the Fourth Movement. That's the band formerly known as Death, who is back as Death again. They released this on CD finally, so it's like a new release now. The Smashing Pumpkins got a new record out. Elvis Costello's got a new record out. Cypress Hill, Lil Yachty. So I got some stuff for you. Mariah Carey. We even gonna go and do Toni Braxton's record that came out too this year. So I'm teasing. I'm letting you know That's up and coming. So stick around and check out what it'll be next week. Well, thanks again, and see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music. From sports to entertainment and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.